This Super Bowl 55 betting line and conference championship recap edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Sign up using our link and receive a $500 risk-free bet. That's right, $500. And if you send in your first bet slip, you'll get a free t-shirt. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win for a $500 risk-free bet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNN. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is the home for avid sports bettors, providing insights, analysis, and free betting picks. Better Than Vegas, it's like YouTube for sports betting. Make sure to subscribe to our page so you don't miss a pick. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Better Edge is a stock exchange for sports bets, allowing you to buy and sell betting positions like a stock market. The best part is it allows you to bet with no VIG. That's right, no VIG betting that's legal in 40 states. Sign up at betteredge.com, promo code SGP for a free $10 bet. That's BETTOR edge.com, promo code SGP. Finally, we're brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in pay per head providers and make it super easy to start your own sportsbook. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP.
This is Jerry Glanville, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother.
Fucking shine box.
Ooh, welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, real money Kramer. It's happening, Kramer dog.
Oh, happy conference championship. Happy Super Bowl 55, Sean.
Super Bowl is coming.
You know what? The wrong teams won today, but I did hit a first touchdown, baby. Let's go. Oh my God.
Yes, had some fun doing the live gambling simulcast in the first half of that Chiefs Bills. Hitting, you hitting Dawson Knox 21. That was huge. That'll make up for going 0-2 ATS for the conference championship fix. But hey, like I said, the Super Bowl, it's like five games, so we will have plenty of opportunities to get right.
Okay,
get our money back from the conference championship losses. Ryan, let's just get into it. Presented by,
yes please,
WinBet. Let's go, baby. Gonna hop right into talking about the Super Bowl betting line. And hey, you got 2 weeks to sign up for the Super Bowl. Jersey, Colorado, Michigan, right around the corner. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win, WYNN, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNN to receive a $500. That's right, $500 risk free bet. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNN. Kramer, let's do it. We're live, and if you're listening live, you can call us. Maybe you had a bad beat. Maybe you're also super pissed about Matt LaFleur being a huge pussy. Feel free to download the Locker Room app over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. We have a link there. And then give us a call in the locker room. Talk to us. Maybe hit some sweet bets. Maybe you're really fired up. Maybe you want to shove someone in the locker. I certainly have some nominees, Ryan. We'll get to that in a second. But before we do, got to talk about the Super Bowl 55 betting line. It's out. It's there.
Give it to me.
We're going to call it at KC -3.5 at Tampa Bay, because it is a home game for the Tampa Bay Bucks. Total sitting at 57. Instant reactions, Ryan, to the Super Bowl betting line.
Say it one more. What was the total?
57. Pretty high.
Higher than I expected.
Yeah. And
what's your take on the spread?
3.5. I feel like it's going to be waffling from 3.5 to 3. I think a lot of people talk themselves into backing Tom Brady. Certainly this Bucks defense looked a lot better than we gave him credit for. Did a really good job defensive line getting pressure. Now Kansas City, it sounds like they're going to be without Jeff Fisher, who's, you know, starting tackle, not amazing, but that could impact the game a little bit. On the other side, this Chiefs team is just a juggernaut. At no point were you really worried about them losing the game. Even when the Bills were up, 9-0. It felt like the Chiefs were going to come back. And are you really going to bet against the Kansas City Chiefs and this team? But on the other side, are you really going to get bet against Tom Brady? From the words of the great Tony Romo, Mahomes, Jim. Brady, Super Bowl, Jim, I called it, Jim.
The way that Jim Nance was hyping up Romo's prediction, back when I dubbed you Romo Romo Domus, but that relationship is so freaking weird. Like, I can't tell if Nance hates him and is mocking him or really, really loves him. But I mean, look, this game already happened. I would expect this to go to three. I do think the Bucks are going to get enough respect for being at home. I think they're going to get enough respect for being a real defense.
Yeah.
Maybe something we haven't seen the Chiefs bump into yet. So that would be my expectation. So if you like the Bucks, maybe you grab it a little bit now with the expectation that it's not super harmful if it goes to four, but maybe you beat it going back down to three.
Yeah, it feels like it's probably more likely to go back down to three than up to four and a half. I feel like if they post a four, people are gonna hammer Tampa Bay at four. I mean,
I think you nailed it there.
Yeah, and you were in a poll over on our Twitter at Gambling Podcast, and it seemed like,
which by the way nailed the spread. That was like 10 minutes left in the game. So,
and what are the results?
I'll have to pull them up here, Sean. But it was early indications were that, I mean, Kansas City -3.5, 67% of the vote. So people still willing to lay the points with Kansas City.
Yes. Ryan, should we take a look at our prop sheet, grade that. And again, if you hit four, email us podcast@sportsgamblingpodcast.com
or you respond. Have to let us know.
Yes. I'm not going to go through and grade everyone's answer for a free t-shirt. Just respond to your response on social media or email us a link to your response and we'll get you sorted and get you taken care of there.
All right. Should we do this?
Yeah. Let's walk through it.
Do you want to have a box score up and I'll have a box score up to be efficient?
Yeah, I got some box scores up. Longest completion,
Allen or Mahomes.
Yes. Do we know that off the top of our heads?
I don't know that off the top of my head.
Okay. We'll call it I don't know that one.
I'm looking right now. Okay. Mahomes had 325. Mahomes had more. Mahomes won that one.
No, well, he had more passing yards, so probably had the longer completion there.
Oh, that's true. We have to. Why did we make one that was going to be so hard to grade?
Sean? Well, we're relying on the honor system for people to figure these out. More passing touchdowns, Brady or Rodgers? That is a tie. That's a push.
Oh,
at three.
What do we do with pushes?
I don't
pushes
know. We'll figure that out.
We'll figure it out. Diggs or Adams? More receptions.
Oh, it's got to be Adams. Diggs didn't do that much. Diggs had Adams had, what did he have?
Adams had nine.
Yeah, Diggs didn't have nine receptions. So no,
Diggs did have a sore butt at the end of the game because
Diggs had six.
Oh, so it wasn't horrible.
No,
he showed up. Next up, Sean, we have field goal or touchdown was the first score in the Tampa Green Bay game. The answer to that was a field goal.
Yes,
if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Who will score first? Kansas City or Buffalo? Kansas City scored or Buffalo scored first, yep. And that's about all they were able to muster. We have after that field goals or turnovers.
Yeah, there was three interceptions by Tom Brady, one by Aaron Rodgers. Well, there was one lost fumble. We're talking five. And then Allen threw an interception. So yeah, I mean, I would say definitely turnovers, right? There wasn't six field goals.
There were five field goals just in the Buffalo Kansas City
game. Really?
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm pretty sure field goals is going to take that one.
Okay. So give that to field goals.
Let's see. I'm just going to verify that. And then three field goals. So I don't think there were that many turnovers, Sean. Next up we have the total points over 105.5.
Yeah,
for both games, and we
over.
Let's do some quick math. Boop, boop, boom. That went over. Defensive or special teams touchdown?
Nope.
Close, but no cigar. No. And then Kelsey versus the field. The field won. Aaron Jones versus the field. The field won. You know, it seems like some chalk hit. Maybe the book's going to be paying out some Lock Dog Tees t-shirts.
Yeah. And hit us up if you hit four. We'll grade pushes as a win.
Oh.
Help you out there. We already got a caller on the locker room. Kramer, bring him on.
Well, you know, it's a great day to be alive when Mr. Jong's calling in.
What's happening, Jong?
How do we do today?
What a time to be alive. Let me recap for you. Didn't start out too hot. Green Bay money line loss. A Green Bay teaser loss.
Yeah, brutal.
I did follow Kramer's Tunyon. I had the over 3.5 there. So definitely cashed on that. Moving to the Chiefs Bills. I went heavy on the Chiefs, so I did make out there. But where I really made out, Kramer, half a unit, Dawson Knox.
Oh, yes.
Touchdown.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh man, I was so, and if you were watching us on BetterView Live.
No, that was a fun reaction.
You got to see my live reaction as Dawson Knox pranced into the end zone, cashing that 20-1.
Hell yeah.
I got a nominee for the stuffing the locker, though.
Let's hear it.
Last 2 weeks, I've been watching the first half on mute, but watching your guys' commentary.
Oh, very nice.
Second half, Nance and Romo, I cannot stuff them in the locker now. I'm done.
Yeah. And unfortunately, they're going to be broadcasting the Super Bowl. So, yeah, that is a bummer.
Jim, this is the 55th game they've called the Super Bowl. What's the last thing, John?
I got one final thing. I'm looking at the spread right now. I'm going right now with the Dawson Knox first touchdown money. I'm going alternate spread.
Ooh.
Buccaneers -3.
Ooh.
That's what I got.
So he's already got
+235.
Wow. Already got the teaser in. That's a nice dog. All right, John, I'm sure we'll be hearing from you between now and the Super Bowl. We're going to be bringing
Let
it ride. We're going to be bringing back, of course, Super Bowl week, where we'll do like one episode on each team and then maybe like a full player props issue. Or I forget how do we do it? We did one episode on each team and then one episode on just the props. I don't know. Either way, we're going to be talking a shitload of Super Bowl next week. Player props.
Oh, we got some many bets. We got lots of callers in the queue. Let's first bring on Terrell, who I think Terrell, were you in the gym earlier?
Yeah, I was. I had to pump the iron for the games.
I like it.
Oh, mad respect.
Well, and you, I'll jump in here real quick. You nailed it. You were throwing out the idea that KC is going to run up the score. They want to show off Bieniemy and that offense. And yeah, they certainly lit it up.
Appreciate it. And because they lit it up, I also hit a smooth 120-1 same game parlay in that game.
Oh, nice.
I had Dawson Knox let me make sure I don't want to say it wrong. I had Dawson Knox anytime touchdown, Travis Kelce anytime touchdown, Darrell Williams anytime touchdown.
Oh, yes.
Chiefs on the money line, Beasley over 48.5, Knox over 23.5. And then the last sweat, Darrell Williams, I had over 36.5 rushing yards. He got it on the last drive.
Oh my God.
Shit myself. Because wow. He got it. But then he got tackled back and lost it. And then he went back and got it again.
Shit.
And that's when I was like, it's in my favors tonight, man. Oh,
yeah, that's when you know the gambling gods are shining down on you, Terrell.
That's payback from when Josh Jacobs sat down at the one.
Oh, yes, it is. What was the odds on that?
120-1, right?
120-1, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Man. That's true, man. DJ.
That's a DJ's only.
Oh man. Eat well tonight, sir.
Congrats, man.
Will do. Y'all have a great one. Big fan of the show.
Thanks, right, man.
Cheers, brother.
Let it ride.
All right. Next up in the queue, Magic Man.
Oh no.
Rest in peace, bro. Sorry about your Packers. Aaron Rodgers seemed real bummed out after the game.
Brutal.
Oh, such a brutal day, boys. Such a brutal day. I wanted to call you guys earlier, but I was drinking a little heavily in the morning, so I didn't want to come in and wipe you guys' podcast out.
Had to sober up a little bit. Magic Man, I'll ask you this. Obviously, tough game overall. I mean, I'm going to do it for you and for everyone who bet the Packers. We're putting Matt LaFleur in that locker to kick a field goal on 4th and 8 at the 8, down 8 points. I just don't understand it. And, you know, even Aaron Rodgers, they asked him about it and he said he thought maybe he could run it in, but he assumed they were going to get another shot there. As a Packers fan, brutal, right?
Absolutely. I mean, come on now. What kind of pussyfoot bet do you want to really go for that?
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And if you don't get it, fine. You have 3 timeouts. You have 15 seconds till the 2-minute warning. Like, you would have been in a decent position to get a stop with your defense. Your defense wasn't playing great. Why leave it in the defense's hands when you could possibly tie it up with Aaron Rodgers? It makes no sense.
Absolutely. You got to give the man the chance to kind of go in and win it all for you. I mean, that's what you're going for. Rodgers is the man for this whole thing. He's been the FU mode all year. You got to give him that opportunity. You don't give it to him. You take it away from him and put it in that field goal.
Brutal. Yeah,
I mean, that was kind of punting on the season right there.
Yeah. Hated that. This is a big question though. Will Aaron Rodgers be back for the Packers next year?
Ooh, I think so. I mean, a lot of people talk about Love, but at the same point, he's never been in a game. He hasn't been back. I think he'll be back next year. He'll go for it next year. And that's the thing. That was one of my big things pregame, is that a lot of people never looked at it, that the other angle was there's a lot of other guys on that team who are in FU mode, like MVS, like Lazard, all those guys, because the simple fact was they were all basically like, we need more players. So basically all of them were shit.
Yeah.
So all those guys are coming in. They're going to be with those guys who want to try to be the better players for the team. But at the same point, I think he'll get one more year. I hope they hold him. And honestly, I almost hope they trade Love, maybe to a team that needs a quarterback.
Get
Eagles.
Out of here. We don't need another quarterback. We're fine right now. All right, Magic Man. Sorry about your Packers, man. Best of luck next year.
Thanks, boys. And Sean, I've got some IPA Jameson coming your way, sir.
Yes, I forgot.
I lost my bet. I will make sure to deliver it by Super Bowl Sunday.
Hell yeah. Thanks, cheers, man. Brother. Cheers.
Cheers, boys.
I do remember reading a beat reporter write something along the lines of, they've seen nothing as to why Jordan Love should be a first round pick in practice. Sean,
we'll just do a quick read here. Ryan, want to shout out Better Edge. Better Edge, man. It's no vig sports betting. That's right. Legal in 40 states. Are you kidding me? And you get a free $10 bet. Just go to BETTOREdge.com, promo code SGP, BetterEdge.com. Promo code SGP. They've been running a bunch of college basketball contests as well every Wednesday and Saturday. Just drop down to the competition. $10 winner take all. They give you 1,000 edge coins. You place your bets as you normally would, and winner take all with the $10. BetterEdge.com. Promo code SGP.
Yes,
we have another call, Kermit.
Well, we have multiple calls. You know what? Let's make them. Let's bring on Zach first. Zach, how was the day?
Well, I'll tell you, boys, I need some therapy.
Yes. And
instead of paying for it, I'll figure I'd just call you boys.
Yes. Appreciate that. Cheaper option.
Much, much cheaper. I have multiple people with stuff in the locker. Ooh. Can we just, I know that like we're beating a dead horse here, but what the fuck is Matt LaFleur thinking?
I don't know. I don't know.
Seriously, you're going to put the ball in the hands of Tom Brady, really, with 2 minutes left, 4th and goal. Like, you really want to be one of the other coaches that, you know, fucked up the whole game by their stupid ass calls?
And LaFleur is supposedly one of these smart coaches, like analytics coaches. They were complimenting him for like intentionally having the Packers go off sides later on in that game. But what are you doing? And if while we're criticizing LaFleur, you can't let Scotty Miller beat you deep on a Hail Mary to end the first half. You have to coach that up better. And King was just getting roasted. You have to adjust. Talk to your defensive coordinator. Remind him, hey, they might take a deep shot with White Lightning, AKA Scotty Miller. Now the silver lining is I'm already salivating at some Scotty Miller Super Bowl props, but inexcusable.
You did say that to me earlier today.
Inexcusable.
You're like, I can't wait.
Sean, the next thing was, that was exactly what I was going to say. You have 8 seconds left in the second half.
Yes.
You're not getting the field goal. It's not going to happen. Why would you not, you know, go cover one, put him deep, and say, okay, give him the middle of the field. Give them the 10 yards.
Yeah.
They don't have any timeouts. Oh, instead, we're going to play man-to-man. Oh, and by the way, Scotty Miller's going to run down and walk
Scotty Miller beats you one-on-one. It's insane. And
it's pretty embarrassing.
The refs. That
literally,
like,
he's Tom Brady's fuckboy. Like, that's his role.
And it didn't matter because the game was whatever. Like, the Packers blew it. But that light PI that the refs called, that's dog shit. All right.
Here's the other thing too, is like, you can blame, like, you know, the thing is too, is like, Tom Brady has the refs in his back pocket. I don't know what dirt he has on every ref in the fucking league, but apparently he's got something significant. And I was never really a proponent or a believer that he got all the calls. But in this game, and I mean, the refs weren't the reason why the Packers lost the game.
No, but they were calling it super loose the entire game, which, if you're going to call it that way, fine. I'd rather let these guys hand check and bump each other around, but then you can't call it tight on the last play of the game. The inconsistency.
It was like 3 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
3 minutes earlier, a similar call. They let it go. And then as soon as there's a little tug, and not only that, I mean, you want to talk about a flop. I mean, LeBron James right now is crying. So he's so happy how good that flop was.
They've got him off the flop scent. He previously had MVS or MVF, most valuable flopper, locked up. And now,
it's just insane. So, I mean, to summarize the betting day, you can just play the bump, bump, a bomb music, because it was a big fucking donut.
Yeah.
Just absolutely brutal.
But again, like I said at the beginning of the show, luckily the Super Bowl is coming up. It's essentially four games, plenty of time to get right. We'll figure this out, Zach, and we'll get back on the horse. Thanks for calling in, man.
I appreciate the listening to the rant because it's been building up. Oh, I feel better.
It's cathartic
going into Super Bowl weekend in a couple weeks.
It's cathartic. And that's why it feels good to shove people in lockers, to vent, to bitch about your bad beats. And this is why we're here. This is what the recap show is all about. D-gens helping D-gens.
Thanks for the time, boys. Let it ride.
All right. Let it ride.
After the break on D-gens therapy.
Oh God.
All right, let's have him on. This is really disgusting, but for some reason he's going to take credit for another Super Bowl appearance.
Oh, is this Boston Capper?
Yeah, of course.
It's a baby. Listen, I'm not fucking taking credit wheel, for man. Super Bowl,
all right? I'm just saying all things turned up your boy this weekend. I got the Euro outright winner. I got the Amex outright winner. Matchups out the fucking ass on the PGA. I took Tampa Bay money line. Brady 3 touchdowns and win parlay. Kelsey over 100 yards and a touchdown win parlay. Oh, fucking Kansas City fucking -3.5, whatever the fuck it was. Everything was coming up your boy today.
Wow. It is a day for Boston Capper.
Wow.
Hopefully you didn't have any McGregor last night. I don't know.
No McGregor.
Wow.
No,
and he's showing restraint, not betting on an Irish guy. This is really a Boston Capper weekend.
Yeah, it was insane. It was only because I was too drunk to make the best.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Fucking the Jameson finally saved me instead of fucking put me in trouble.
I like it.
But yeah, I mean, look at man, fucking Brady. It's Brady. You fools bet against Brady. Listen, it's Tom Brady, man.
You're right.
And now this is great stat though, that Tom Brady has won the same amount of NFC championships as Aaron Rodgers. Like, this guy's on another level, and yeah, it sucks that I lost the bet, but Colby needs to apologize about saying John Elway is a better quarterback.
He wasted 2 hours of my life that night in Moscow, Idaho.
As much as I love shitting on Brady, like, come on, dude, the guy left Tampa Bay, or sorry, left New England, left Belichick, and then takes this team to the Super Bowl. He tried to throw it away. He did throw 3 interceptions, but hitting Scotty Miller deep.
He did.
Hitting that Evans touchdown. Like, he came up when he needed to. So kudos to Brady.
He definitely did. He built that fucking lead. And if Evans had a fucking clue, he went back to the ball in that terrible fucking throw. And the other one went off his goddamn hands. Like, listen, what did Giselle say? He can't throw and catch the fucking ball.
Yeah. It was hilarious seeing Boston Capper shit on these trash receivers that were making his boy Tom look bad in the sports gambling Slack.
I told you, I love Tom. And that's it. Like, listen, I'm definitely, if it was the Bucs versus the Pats, I'm taking the Pats. But I mean, look, man, fucking, it's Brady. It does. He's shaking his ass in front of Bill, thinking he could win with the fucking ghost of Cam Newton. Are you fucking serious? Like, it's so maddening as a Pats fan, only because you have to fight with these like old fucking assholes. Are like, oh, it was definitely all Bill. It was all Bill. Like, did you watch the last fucking they all were just ready to let the goat walk out the door. Like, oh, we'll win with anybody. You fucking morons. And now look, Brady's back in the goddamn Super Bowl. Good for the Bucks fans. I hope they win. I'm actually going to take fucking Kansas City, though. Fucking
money. Really? Yeah. You're going?
Yeah, I think that team's so much better. Because Arians is a fucking idiot. He's a goddamn idiot. Like, wow. Andy Reid versus Arians? Give me Reid.
Well, and I will say, Arians makes some questionable calls at times, but at the end of the half, going for it, getting that fourth down, and then calling the bomb to Scotty Miller, that was great aggressive coaching, and we didn't see that from LaFleur, and we haven't even got to Sean McDermott kicking two field goals inside the 10.
What a pussy.
Come on! That's not wagon circling.
As a Chiefs backer, I was fucking thrilled. I was like, what an idiot doing. It's still a 9-point game each time you do it. And you give the ball back to Mahomes, you dumb fuck.
You have, I mean, you're a coach. You have Josh Allen on your team. You've seen that all year. You don't go to the orgy and throw the condom on.
Yes,
like exactly. This is not the time to be cautious. Time,
you got to throw caution to the wind. If you catch something at the orgy, you catch something.
Yeah, that's it. Listen, risk reward, man. That's it. You want to bang those two hot blondes with fucking big titties and maybe the other one coming in too? You get three. I mean, that's it.
And it ties in perfectly to Mr. Arians, and of course, alumni of Virginia Tech. No risk it. No biscuit.
No biscuit for McDermott. No biscuit for LaFleur. All right. Thanks for calling in, Boston Capper. Make sure you subscribe to the Golf Gambling Podcast, where Capper and Steve give you all the golf picks you need.
All right, boys. Good night.
All right. Later.
All right. We, another, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/slack. Definitely want to head over there. Another Slack superstar. Go Bearcats. Nice job with the +130 Chiefs money line in the first quarter.
Yeah, you were throwing out that you were taking that live in the gambling simulcast, and I think you had sitting on some Chiefs futures, right?
Yeah, I had the Chiefs futures going in. I had an AFC Conference Championship Chiefs tickets. It was like 3 units, and I think that was actually when I grabbed it. It was like -110, so it wasn't a great price, but. I thought I'd pick some up and then had a chance to double dip and took advantage of it. So pretty happy with that overall.
Oh, ka-ching. Man. I mean, ka-ching. In hindsight, right? Like this is that situation where we even said this morning, I'm like, well, in hindsight, this could look bad when we bet against Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Just like,
well, but I mean, the Buffalo one, I feel dumber for than the Green Bay one, like the Green Bay one, they really had some opportunities and that Packers team really looked dialed in. And I just guess I missed how physical this Bucks defense would be outdoors on the road in the cold. And Green Bay just kind of came out super flat. They were very aggressive against a physical Rams defense and I just didn't see any of that, especially early.
Yeah, that was definitely the more disappointing of the teams. I mean, I think, when we talked about the Bills and about 2 weeks ago, I think we're on here and I mentioned, I think the Chiefs are a better version of the Bills. And if the Chiefs saw the Bills, the Chiefs would take that. I think the Chiefs and the Bills both played a good game. I think, ultimately, the Chiefs dominated that game and they were better in all the dimensions that the Bills typically outperform teams. On the other hand, Green Bay, I mean, that's a dismal way to end your season. And I mean, look, we don't have to talk about the field goal anymore because we beat that horse to death.
Yeah. But
to end your season on that with the talent that you have, I think I would rather be a Bills fan tonight than I would be a Packers fan.
Yeah, I mean, and Bills fans, you're certainly frustrated with McDermott's lack of aggressiveness inside the 10. But other than that, I mean, the Bills left it all in the field. They just couldn't figure out a way to guard Kelce, and no one has. That's why the Chiefs keep on winning. So,
yeah, I think Super Bowl is going to be a little bit different. I think a lot of hype on the Chiefs right now. I mean, they were really dominant in that game, and they were much more dominant in their conference championship than really Tampa Bay was. And so I think there's a lot of enthusiasm there. But I think the matchup is going to be a little bit different. This isn't going to be the Chiefs playing a slightly less talented version of themselves. This is going to be the Chiefs playing a team that's built differently. And I think that the Bucs are really built in a way that'll counter the Chiefs well. I think the Bucs have a lot of things that they can throw at the Chiefs defensively. And I think that the Bucks have shown that they've got some pretty sometimes gimmicky, but sometimes tactically brilliant offensive plays. So I think it'll be a lot of a it'll be a lot tighter of a game than I think what people are expecting. I don't even know if it's going to be that higher scoring of a game, but I'm going to run some DVOA model analysis and I'll share that out on Slack. So looking forward to engaging with folks.
Yeah, go Bearcats! Digs deep with the data, and it's going to be so fun. I mean, my mind's already racing thinking about all the prop bets, that giant sheet, walking through those. Hey, little disappointed with the conference championship results, but again, there's four games coming up, all combined in one game.
And I'm kind of with them. I was telling you, Sean, before the show, I'm thinking about, I have some open teasers left over from the season, and I'm thinking about just dropping that investment into Tampa +9.5 now, thinking I don't know if it goes any further. But
yeah, go Bearcats. You're pretty sharp on this kind of stuff. Where do you think the line closes kickoff for Super Bowl 55?
I think it's going to be Chiefs minus. I think that it might flirt a bit more the other way, but I think it ends up with Chiefs -3.
Yeah.
-3. Yeah. It seems like it'll be more likely go there than the four.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, look, you've got to have, it's funny because where you have the most energy right now, a lot of the public energy is going to be on the Chiefs, but a lot of the public bettors are not going to have early money on. I mean, they're not looking at the look ahead line. I mean, the average bettor is going to be waiting until at least mid this week, and then they're going to hammer it again later in the week. So, I mean, if you want to pick up Bucks, I'd say pick up Bucks now.
Yeah.
And then if not, you want to kind of, I mean, if you kind of miss that, might get a chance to dip in again, but I wouldn't chance it, because closer we get to game time, closer we get to super, I mean, all the hype train is going to be starting. The other networks are going to be very excited about the Chiefs. There's going to be the Mahomes tributes that are going out. So there's going to be a lot of money coming out of the Chiefs right before kickoff.
That's true. Yeah.
It just seems like this is a marketer's dream. You have the last two Super Bowl champs.
I mean, you heard.
You have old you versus Tony new. Romo. Michael Jordan versus LeBron James, Jim.
Yeah. Oh man, I mentioned it earlier. I just really hope that Nickelodeon gets the rights to this.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I'd rather see like the SpongeBob coverage of this than Tony Romo.
Gabby, oh my God, what is this? A 2-point conversion? What's going on, Nate?
I mean, John Madden has lots of grandkids and grandkids. Drag the Outback bus to the Super Bowl. Pay him a little bit of money. Get Caliendo to be Summerall.
Can we just have a John Madden feed? I mean, I'm sure he's quarantined in his bus. Just put a microphone in front of him, get him to call in on Locker Room. Wouldn't you like that? Just to switch over to Madden. And maybe it's rambling, maybe it doesn't make sense, but I just want to hear Madden talk about live football. Come on.
I mean, I'd love that. I mean, I think the thing that's really killing me with the coverage is I feel like Tony Romo is just at this point, he's high on his own supply. Like there was a little element of it being cute when he was picking up on things, but now he's really trying to force this. What was the nickname for him? Romo Stradamus?
Romo Damus or whatever?
I mean, they literally had a setup story where Nance set up a story about him talking to Josh Allen, where he fixed Josh Allen's mechanics, but Romo's like, yeah, no big deal. We just had a conversation, you know, two men having a conversation. It's like, Jesus Christ. Like Nance, you're embarrassing yourself.
It's getting to the point where it's comical. I mean, I don't know. I'd much rather hear the explanation of how a punt works and listen to some kids talk about that and hear kids getting excited.
It was fun because there wasn't those all
Tony
those
Romo, you know, patting himself on the back.
Yeah, it was fun because there wasn't all those normal cliches you hear, and it was refreshing. Well, Bearcats, appreciate you calling in. Make sure you check in. He puts out a ton of good stuff in Slack, so hop in there and mix it up. And best of luck with the picks, man.
Yeah, thanks. Have a good one, guys, and thanks for all the props today.
Yeah, yeah, let her ride.
Fucking Dawson. I got a lot of equity going on that one. All right. Next up, we got Abraham. How was the day, sir? You there, Abraham?
Abraham, you're live on the Sports Gambling Podcast.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
And what's up, man?
It's Abedin.
Hey, what's up, going?
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
Good. Good. How are you doing? How'd the betting day treat you?
Horrible. Absolutely
yeah,
terrible.
Same here. Bro.
Man, yesterday I bet for McGregor. Lost
oh
that.
God, I know. Fucking a
Today
horrible
I
weekend
bet for the Packers. Lost that. But you know what? I'm still breathing.
Hey man, that's right. That's the attitude. And you have some bad weekends, but Super Bowl's right around the corner. Plenty of opportunities. College basketball. We've been hopping in that. So there's plenty of opportunity to get it back. What was your worst beat of the day or the weekend?
Okay. So what were you saying? What was the question?
What was your worst beat?
For sure it was the Packers. Yeah. I'm a big diehard Packers fan. So yeah, to see
Tom Brady to hear that,
just
bro.
Go in there and just do Tom Brady things against my team. Oh man.
I know. We never NFC fans didn't have to deal with that as much, especially in the playoffs. What do you
Eli did all right for the record.
It's true. And so did Nick Foles.
It was a good game. And it was a good game. So it wasn't a blowout or anything. We had a shout, so I can't complain.
What do you as a Packers fan, what do you think they need to do for next year?
You know, we have the squad, we have the lineup. It's just this game we just fell off defensively because Aaron Rodgers, how many times did he get sacked? I think 3 times.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that ACL tear with our alignment, that really took us out.
Yeah, that Bakhtiari, that didn't help.
Just got to draft some defensive guys.
So that didn't help. Just a healthy roster. I think we have a good squad to win it all. We just need to be remain healthy throughout the whole season.
Yeah, and tell LaFleur to listen to the podcast. Otherwise, you know, give him a heads up on Scotty Miller.
let me tweet him right now.
Yeah,
let me get on that.
Send it over to him. All right, man. Yeah, well, thanks for tuning in, and hopefully we turn things around.
Yeah. Hey, I'll be back same time next year. Let's see.
Let's go, baby.
Result happens.
Yep. All right. Take it all easy. Right.
Let it ride, baby. We got to let him on. Listen, I already officially made a comment on Twitter. I am eating my medicine by the gallon on the Kansas City Chiefs. Mr. Alex Crouch, congratulations. Back-to-back AFC championships.
Alex, no? You there? Alex.
I mean, I gave him that beautiful intro. The least he can do. Here he comes.
So I don't know what happened. Let me tell you something, boys. It is a great, great day to be a fan of the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs. And you know, I got to tell you this. After the last 2 months of constant media bitching about the Chiefs not beating people, but they don't score enough points and they have it. I'm not going to lie. It actually rattled me a little bit. I felt bad going into the game today. I felt like there was some bad air
got in your head
in the city. And when McColl dropped that, I was scared, but you know what? Patrick Mahomes, the curse breaker, the juju maker, he does whatever he wants.
No, and I mean that this is an all-time game for Patrick Mahomes. I mean, he was running, clearly hobbled, but didn't impact his passing at all. I thought it would impact his accuracy a little bit. Meanwhile, Allen was the one just tight and throwing over guys' heads and not accurate, but kudos to the Chiefs and Mahomes dialed in. And they're going to be, this is a good matchup for the Super Bowl. I mean, plenty of time to think about it. As a Chiefs fan, is there anything concerning about the Super Bowl going in already looking forward that you're kind of nervous about?
Oh yeah. I mean, I had some takes coming in before I just start swinging on you guys. Eric Fisher going down with the Achilles. That's really bad. He was our last good offensive lineman. I talked last week about how shitty the offensive line is. And I mean, losing him is that's probably the one place where I don't know what to think about it. And then L'Jarius Sneed at corner. He's our second best secondary player. I don't know what's wrong with him. Hopefully he'll play. It looked like he hit his head, but
Concussion. So he has 2 weeks. Hopefully he's back out there for you guys. Yeah. I mean, the matchup that jumps out at me is this Tampa Bay defensive line that really impacted the Packers, who are also missing their left tackle. And now you guys are going to have to do battle with them without your tackle. Because it sounds like Fisher's done for the year. That's the matchup that jumps out at me.
Well, I mean, we didn't need Sammy or Clyde today. We'll just come out and kick anybody's ass, right? I mean, plain and simple, we're the best we've ever been. We just wake up and piss excellence. And I remember Adam Pelletier talking about how the Bills took away Pat Mahomes in the first game. I forgot to tell you how laughable that was last week because he was 21 to 26. He had a great fucking game. We were up big and then we were gashing him for 8 yards a run. So there was really no need to, but I just don't want him to ever think that that was actually what happened.
All right.
But we got Steve Spagnuolo, the Tom Brady killer. You know, I'm feeling good.
Well, as you should. Congrats, Alex, to you and the Chiefs. And best of luck in the Super Bowl. Looking forward to it, man. Should be a good game.
All right. And we got one more caller in the queue. We got
all right. Real quick before we get to that, just do a little quick shout out to Better Than Vegas. That's right. Got our own video pick page. Sports gambling. YouTube. It's like YouTube, but just for sports gambling, Better Than Vegas. Very easy to sign up for a profile, but more importantly, check out our profile, subscribe. I got to do sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. Bunch of video picks, giving them out one a day, cranking them out over there completely free. And yeah, you can start your own channel, put out your own picks, check out all the free picks analysis all over at Better Than Vegas. And again, subscribe to our page, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. Phone lines ringing off the hook, Ryan.
Yeah, we got Brian. Brian, how'd the day treat you?
Hey boys, how about them Chiefs?
Yeah, congrats.
Hey, you know, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm gonna tell you something. I'm not a genius. I don't follow stats as some of these other guys do. I rely on them on Slack, but I'm going to tell you why they are winning next week or in 2 weeks. Sorry. Mahomes does nothing but break curses and get revenge. 27 years ago, the Bills beat us. We got that revenge. Every time that we come up to something, he avenges it. Andy Reid lost to Tom Brady. We lost to Tom Brady. This should be Mahomes' third Super Bowl.
Yeah, you're right.
We are winning, period.
Yeah, that guy was offsides and that blew that AFC Championship game. You're right. This is a ultimate revenge spot for Mahomes, revenge spot for Andy Reid losing to Brady in his first Super Bowl. Yeah, you got to feel like I know the he's other thing, not on the Patriots, but still, revenge is big.
Another thing in their favor, in the Chiefs' favor, is early indications that I may be on the Buccaneers. So the Kramer FML tour seems to have restarted.
Kramer's a glutton for punishment. He doesn't see what Chiefs Kingdom is bringing to the table. What is there any? We just talked about the D line going up against Kansas City's O line. Now looks like Fisher is out for the season. Anything else kind of scare you as a fan matchup wise going into this game?
No, I mean the offensive line that really does concern me. I share every one of the concerns Alex just was saying. You know, I think you're going to see a lot of the same offense you saw tonight with Mahomes rolling out left and right, not staying in the pocket as much at all. You know, really, I mean, I think, you know, Tampa's defense is good, but I think the Chiefs kind of took the foot off the pedal in that first matchup. I think we could have pushed that score up even higher. I mean, I don't think we blow them out because it's Tom Brady, but I think we can win by at least 10.
Well, it's very interesting too, because the spread in that other game was 3.5 and Tampa Bay backdoored it with that last half point. And it's, again, it's a Super Bowl being played at the Tampa Bay Stadium.
It's gotta matter.
That's gotta give them a little bit of a advantage there. So, but yeah, matchup wise, I mean, can you really go against Mahomes? I got to think about it. Alex Crouch already in the chat room saying, Ryan, you're not allowed to bet on the Chiefs.
Okay. Deal. I will say, I mean, that we've kind of talked about it all year. The way you attack this Bucks defense is you take deep shots ball. Deep. And you know, if there's a team equipped to beat this kind of defense, to me, it comes down to the lines, right? Yeah. Like typical, like the Bucks offensive line and defensive line have been winning the games for them.
Well, and there were some shots down the field for that Packers team. But mostly it was Rodgers dealing with a bunch of pressure. So,
and also remember Chris Jones, he don't like Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And he makes it a point to tell him that. And I suspect we're going to see a lot of that in 2 weeks.
I like that. That's a nice little, gets personal. Well, congrats to your Chiefs, man.
Thanks guys. Have a good night.
You too.
Cheers. All right. And now we got a friend of the program, Jake Paquin.
Oh yeah.
Big winner today, Jake. How's it going?
Feeling real good, guys. won a lot of bets today. Just want to give Moon off a quick shout out to say appreciate the Slack last night giving me that prop bet.
Yeah, well, if people missed it, you gave it out on the BetterView Live gambling simulcast. But in case people missed it, what was your prop bet you threw out, or what did you cash on?
Yeah, it was anytime touchdown for parlayed Tanyan and Darrell Williams.
Yes, and what did that pay? 6-1
Yeah, 6-1 So I laid $1,000 on it and took home 6,000
Hell oh yeah! God. Oh my god! that's an awesome time. Did you have any other bets going, or is that your only bet? I like that.
No, I had a couple bets going. I did all props today. I couldn't get a good feel for these games. So I had Chris Godwin's over 22 longest reception hit a good one there. Darrell Williams rushing yards. I took Kramer's live bet of 30.5 over. So yeah, I had a really good day.
Awesome. Well, that's awesome, Jake. And, appreciate all the cool graphics you do for the site. If you've seen any of our Photoshops or like the Lock Dog Tease graphics and stuff, that's all Jake helping out. So appreciate it, Jake, and congrats on the big win, man.
Yeah, thank you guys. Appreciate you guys and all you do.
All right, let it ride.
That's a hell of a fucking win.
Oh yeah,
hell of a win.
6-1 Oh, and $1,000 on it. Ka-ching. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Big win there. And I love the anytime touchdown parlays. Those sound so fun.
I mean,
got to get some of those going for the Super Bowl.
It's I was going to say the Super Bowl is going to be ridiculous because the way, I mean, essentially the, and by the way, shout out to don't shout out to FanDuel, but shout out to FanDuel for using SGP without asking us. No big deal. These they're pushing the envelope. And so like, they've kind of figured out like, wow, we should really offer a little bit more around the prop parlay market because that's what people want to do. Second quarter bets, third quarter bets.
Well, I feel like even from last year, there's so many more ways to gamble on stuff live, the flash drafts, parlaying anytime touchdowns. Like, I feel like even last year, 2 years ago, this stuff wasn't available.
We were saying this like three. Yeah, exactly. A couple of years back, the Super Bowl prop book was exciting because it was unique to have that many bets on a single game. And while there's still going to be more than any single game, it's pretty typical to have, you know, a couple hundred options. These
playoff games. They are there. It is a buyer's market, Ryan, and a perfect time to remind people to check out Ace Per Head. If you're thinking about starting your own online sportsbook, just go to aceperhead.com/SGP aceperhead.com/SGP Use that sign up link. Get up to 6 weeks free. aceperhead.com/SGP Mobile wagering, in-game wagering. They got it all. They grade it all for you. They set the lines. Ace Per Head does all the heavy lifting. aceperhead.com/SGP Kramer.
Tom Brady, man. 10th time to the Super Bowl.
Tom Brady. God, that Bills.
How many franchises have been to the Super Bowl 10 times?
Not many. I don't think any. Well, maybe the Steelers. I'd have to look that up. Well, I'm sure
Cowboys maybe.
Oh God. Come on, Ryan.
That is a disgusting act.
I'm sure we'll be getting hit with all the you know, the crazy stats of Brady's Super Bowl appearances versus anyone else. And yeah, this is going to be a long 2 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl. Ryan, I'm excited about the coin toss, national anthem, any annual traditions you're looking forward to, Ryan, Super Bowl betting?
Diving into the national anthem.
Yeah.
Handicapping the
total.
Do
we know who's singing it?
I haven't started my prep work, so I don't know that, Sean. I would say also looking forward to the first pass will be incomplete.
Yes,
prop. Those we'll are
already,
always fun.
We'll already throw that one out, but we always like taking the first incomplete pass, or sorry, you know, first pass for both quarterbacks incomplete, and even parlaying them when you can, because
well, I mean, this
it's
year
it's a EV expectation. Like a lot of times. No, a lot of times you even go 1-1 and you still end up making money.
And that's the premise is you're getting plus odds on both. So you really just have to push, go 1-1 I'm also, I mean, obviously the coin toss is fun. Super Bowl squares, already set up and sold out the squares in my personal Iggy, you know, little thing that's gotten me suspended from PayPal and Venmo, fucking communist fascist.
Well, yeah, we got to figure out a good promotion to do our own Super Bowl squares.
We're going to do a squares pool.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, okay, I like that. You know, I like a contest.
Richard Gertzberger talking about his biggest national anthem win was because of Alicia Keys. She stretched out the word brave for about 7 or 8 seconds. That is always fun. And yeah, unfortunately, probably not going to be having a giant Super Bowl party, but that's always fun looking around. Everyone has their stopwatch out waiting as the national anthem is going.
Should we live stream a stopwatch? Jasmine Sullivan and Eric Church.
Okay, never heard of that.
This is going to be a deeper dive.
Research.
This is going to be a deep dive.
Unknown. Maybe they're willing to take some kickbacks. We'll have to do a little
slide into their DMs, see what's going on over there.
Someone is Ryan. You've been getting some crap for breaking.
What am I doing?
Oh, just your LaCroix or what is this? Kirkland Spritzer. I'm drinking a regular Heineken.
It's in case a grapefruit sparkling Kirkland water. I'm real low. I mean, look, I've been munching on at milligrams all day. I'm not trying to. You got to relax, dude. All right, I don't pull back the curtain all day for you to judge me in the final 5 minutes. But I appreciate your feedback, and I'll be better next time.
There you go. Gertzberger's pointing out that he's not making fun of you this time, Kramer. Well, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube so you can get all the get in on the live chat room. A lot of fun. We got our college basketball picks podcast going, taping that Tuesday night, and then I don't know. We're gonna do some reconvening. What do you guys want us to hit on rest of the week? I think we'll be doing some NBA. Maybe we'll get a little NHL. Like what the hell's going on in the NHL? I don't know. We'll figure it out. There's always stuff to make. There's always stuff to gamble on.
As someone who has hosted a pretty awesome Super Bowl party from time to time, I can talk to you about how to do that. Maybe how to tip the taco guy at the end of the night to make sure he's happy.
Well, we haven't done this in a while, but like a Vegas lifestyle podcast, how to do Las Vegas, which
when the quarantine ends.
Yeah. Which I don't know. Is that a tease to do it this week? Because a lot of people couldn't travel out to Vegas.
That feels
or
mean.
Is it Sal? Or is it just something like a nice little light at the end of the tunnel for people when the, when you know, this quarantine shit's over
after the break on D-Gen Radio, we're going to talk you through the 2017 March Madness bad beat of Cornell versus Michigan. That's what we got to do. Like ESPN classic style.
Yeah. Some D-Gen just classics.
Re-listen to some awesome moments. Sean wins $200,000.
That was awesome. All right. Well, thank you guys. And again, Super Bowl week, not this week, but next week, we will be doing a ton of podcasts, ton of content. Don't worry. We have got you covered.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, Stack of the Money Green, and he is Ryan.
Congratulations to the Chiefs and Tom Brady.
Kramer, let it ride.